Daf Samaches. We are on Samach Zayin Amabez, the last piece, the last section, Amid Aleph Amabez, in the sixth parak of Maseches Yuma, as we finish up Bez Hashem Shnei Seire. And we are up to the Mishnah on Samach Zayin Amabez. But just one note that we mentioned we'd start off with from yesterday. There was a Machlokas Tanaim in the Mishnah, and the Gemara even expanded upon it. Three different opinions when exactly the person who was involved in the Ish, when the Ish Iti, when the people were involved in the Shiluach, become Tame. So he mentioned, the Gemara mentions, we'll do that version, because that's a more comprehensive version, three different days. The first opinion, Rabbi Yehuda holds, right when the Kohen, or whoever it is, it could have been anybody, but let's say it was a Kohen, leaves the Chomas Yerushalayim, so that's when he becomes Tame. Matami Begadim. Rabbi Yossi says, no, once he gets to the Tzuk, once he gets to the cliff. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, only after he performs the avoda at the cliff, after he goes to the tachia. As for Salvechik, what exactly are they arguing about in this triple machlokas? So he says here in Avodas Yom Kippurim, Yesh li yachis machlokas tatanayim la'echad mishnei misharim. There's two possibilities what they might be arguing about. It might be arguing about machlokas about the mitzvah of shiluach or about the halach of tumas begadim. One of those two possibilities. Nitan la'azviyah shenechlu b'kviyas shas kiyam mitzvah shiluach. Maybe the machlokas is, when is there really a fulfillment? After all, we know, as we have mentioned, that it's not ma'akev to do everything, and even if not everything is done, as we'll see today, the Kohen Gadol continues the avoda even before the tachiyah is done. So one machlokas might be, they're kufa arguing about what is the minimum amount considered as a kiyam of the mitzvah of shiluach. And that's when the tumah kicks in. Everybody agrees the tumah kicks in at the point of mitzvah shiluach, and the machlokas is, when is the mitzvah of shiluach? Ach yitachein, but there's another possibility, shekula modim, shakiyam mitmashech mitchilas ha-shiluach v'atachiyah me'atzuk. Everybody agrees that the real fulfillment is everything. Until he finishes what he has to do. But the machlokas is when does Tumas Begadim kick in? At which stage of the Kiyum, even though it's not finished yet, does it kick in? That's the machlokas about Tumas Begadim. And he suggests that we have three shitas here. Maybe opinion one and two is arguing about one thing, and opinion two and three is arguing about the other. For example, he says, Uvachei Nira, Shereb Yossi v'Reb Shimon, Reb Yossi and Reb Shimon who say, the cliff, or even after you push off the cliff? Pash says that's about the kiyum of the mitzvah of shiluach. What's the mitzvah? Once you got there, or you even have to do it? Shneim sovrim, shlo talich ha-shiluach metame el ha-shlamaso. You need the completion of the mitzvah of shiluach to be metame. The machlokas is, what is the completion? V'nechlu ha-hem hu mistayim im agas ha-sir latzuk, o b'tchiyaso. Like Rashi says, d'chifaso v'zrikaso hi shilucho, according to Reb Shimon. But the other machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, who says, right when you leave the walls of Yerushalayim, you didn't do the shiluach yet. That's very hard to suggest that he holds that everybody agrees that he goes by the kiyum of shiluach. The machlokas is, when the machlokas is when the kiyum of shiluach is. Of course there's no kiyum yet. So he must hold that there's still no kiyum of shiluach until you get there. Elash Rabbi Yehuda sover, shein sarach b'hag shamas ha-shiluach k'til etami begadav. Even just the start of it, talich ha'his askus b'shiluach k'shelatzma metame. Just the involvement in the process is enough to be metame. Umei ein tumas begadim, just like the being involved in the parim usir minus rafim uparaduma, and that starts right when you leave Chomas Yerushalayim. So too this one. And Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon would say, no, you can't be mashve. You can't compare paraduma and the other types of seirim uparim anisrafim to Yom Kippur, because here you have a mitzvah to do something, a mitzvah of shiluach, which would achieve kapara. So, fascinating that this double machlokes, one might say, both appear here, between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, and then between Rabbi Yehuda and the others. Okay. So now let's get to the Mishnah on the bottom of Samach Zayin Mabez, the second to last Mishnah here in Perek Shnei Seire. So we continue the Avoda. We're getting back. Rashi says that we are Chazar Hatana L'Sidro HaRishon. Right, we're going back. What, we took a little break because we described the two Seirim and we spoke about what the Avoda that is done outside, and now we have to get back to the Beis HaMikdash. Get back into the Beis HaMikdash. So what's going on while the Ish Iti is outside in the Midbar? So Balo Esel Par V'Sa'ir HaNisrafim. So now the Kohen Gadol comes to the Par and the Seir HaNisrafim, which, if you remember, are both dead. right? They're both already shechted. He shechted the par a long time ago. Then he shechted the seir because all of the avodos pinim are already done. So he comes to the par in the seir on his rafim. Karanu vahotzias emurehen. So like every karban, the fats, the emurin, the innards, have to be burned on the mizbeach achitzon. Once that's done, then the rest of it is burned outside, right? Unlike a regular karban chatas, which the rest of it is eaten by kohanim, kachi kachim is eaten in the azara for one day and one night. That's usually karban eschatas, but this one is not. This one is totally burned, as the Torah tells us. So karan vahotzi esei mireyan, but the innards are taken out, nasanan b'megis, they are put into a bowl, v'hiktir nagavi hamizbeach, to be burned. As we will see, it's not burned yet, but it's getting it ready to be burned in the mizbeach. You got to take it out because we are now removing the rest of the animal. Kla'an b'maklaos. Then we take the par and the seir and we twine them up and we put them on poles in order to carry them out of the Beis HaMikdash. Votzi on the Beis HaSreifa, and we take them out to the Beis HaSreifa. There is a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam exactly how this was done. Rashi says that whole animal was whole. Besides for the innards that were taken out, the animal is carried out whole. That is Pashtus Shitas Rashi. The Rambam says, no, you just cut it into big pieces. You cut it into large pieces and you intertwine the different, the two animals. Either way, they're large and you take them out. And when are these, right? This is the next halacha, not the ishiti, but when is this avodim metame begadim, as the Torah describes? Mishayatsu chutz l'chomas ha'azara. Tanakama says here, right when you leave the walls of the Azara, Rabbi Shimon Omer, again, he delays it, Mishayatzis Ha'ir Beruban. No, after you go to the Beis HaDeshen and you start burning it and the fire takes hold of most of it, that's when the person becomes Tameh. And again, what's that machlokas about? So is that machlokas about when the Kiyum is? So again, it can't be the Kiyum is as you leave the Chomas HaAzara. Pasha says, this is machlokas about Tumas Begadim. Do you need the Kiyum or not? Do you just need the process having started? Gemara, the hiktir and salka daidach. I don't understand, says the Gemara. You put the fats onto the bowl and burn them? We're going to learn that the haktaras emurin is much later. It's not done yet. It's later. So what do you mean, the hiktir and salka daidach? So ela ema lehaktir and agabi amizbeach. To burn them on the mizbeach later, but not that it is done now. Remember we had back in Maseches Pesachim, the idea of haktaras emurin, though it's not ma'akev, it is still allowed on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur, because of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. On Shabbos, we should say, the carbon tumid of Shabbos was burned that night. Hector Chalom Vevarim is Mitzvah Sanashiyalam on a Shachar. Even the next morning, but the Gemara says there on Samaches, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. No, Chaviv, beloved, is doing a mitzvah in its proper time, and it's so beloved that HaKadosh Baruch Hu even allows us to be Doche Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So here, we don't do it yet, but it's going to be done today. Kla'on b'maklaos. So we then carry them. We carry them on the ropes. V'ama Rabbi Yochanan. Kemin kalia. It's like braided. Kalia. We had in Masechah Shabbos about being kolea se'ar. Braided the animals together. Tana. Lohaya. Interesting, you have to do it together. Both the par and the sa'ir. Maybe we're trying to put together the two kaparos that they both achieved. The seir is for Kol Yisrael. The par is the Kohen, the Kohanim. So we're putting them together as they're being taken out. Tana. Lo haya menascha nituach basar ola, ela or al gabe basar. Unlike a normal carbon ola, which is totally burned on the mizbeach except for the skin, that is the only part of the animal that's not burned, the or is given to the Kohanim, but you usually skin it before you burn it. But here, says the Gemara, we don't do that. We leave the skin on, and later on, either according to the Rambam, we already cut it, or the Rashi is going to be cut later. We don't skin it first, we leave the skin on. Or al gabe basar. Minani mili, how do you know you do that? Tanya, because the Brisa says, Rebbe Omer, Nemer Kan, or Ubasar Uparesh. It says here, by our par and Seir, it says, Rashi quotes the Pasuk, Es Orusam, Ves Bisaram, Ves Persham. So you see, it's all a unit. The or is still there. The Namar Lahalon, and it says also there in, not Lahalon, it's really earlier, in Parak Dalet of Vayikra, and all the Chataos are there, including the Par Kohen Gadol, the Par Kohen Mashiach. It also says, or Ubasar Uperesh. So Malahalon Ayidei Nituach, Velo Al Yidei Hefshit, just like over there, by the Par Kohen Mashiach, which is the Kohen, in that context, the Kohen Gadol. Right, Mashiach means different Kohanim in different contexts. Right, in Parsha Shoftim, the Kohen Mashuach means the Mashuach Melchama. But here, in the context of Parshas Vayikra, it means the power of the Kohen Gadol. So, Mala halon ideni tuach, velo al yedei hefshit, just like over there. By the Kohen Gadol Mashiach, it means that we cut it up, but we don't skin it. Afkan, al yedei nituach, velo al yedei hefshit. So too here. Says the Gemara, how do you know it over there? Vahasa minalan, how do you know that you don't skin it over there? So, Tanya, because the Raisa says, vikirbo, ufir sho, vihotzi. Right after one after another. It says it's innards and it's parish. Motzi, just take it out. Melamecha motzi o shalem. You take it out shalem, you take it out whole. Yochol yisrafenu shalem. You might think you even burn it whole. It's like the Karban Pesach. Right? You burn it whole. Nemar kan rosho ukra'av. V'nemar lahalan. It says here, by the Parko Mashiach, it is rosh, its head and its innards. V'nemar lahalan. And it says lahalan. Again, it means over there, not later, because it's earlier in Parak Aleph of Vayikra by the Karban Ola. It also says rosho ukra'av. Ma lahalan ideni tuach, afkan ideni tuach. Just like the Karban Ola is cut up, right? We learned that. The Ola's tamid. It's carried up with all the limbs. Afkan ideni tuach. Ima lahalan ide hefshid, afkan ide hefshid. What do you mean? The Karban Ola, though, is skinned. Hafshata. So if you say that's hafshata, afkan ide hefshit, tamalomar vikirbo ufirsho. My Talmuda, what does that mean? Amar of Papa, kishem shepirsho bikirbo, kach bisaro bikirbo oro. Just like its peresh, its waste is in its insides, kach bisaro oro, so too its basar is in its skin. So the Karban Ola is the makar, but not exactly. Karban Ola is cut up, but it is not skinned. Masha'enke, these animals that we're talking about, the par and the seir of Yom Kippur, learned down from the Parko HaMashiach, that is cut up, but it is not skinned. Why on Shabbos, when we take skin off of our chicken, are we not violating the malacha of Hefshit? It's one of the Lamatas malachas. Skinning. So that's one of the few malachas. There's 39 of them. Probably five or six don't never come up in a house. Hefshit is one of them. Why not? If I skin a chicken when I'm eating it, why don't I violate the malacha of Hefshit? So the Mefarshim explain that it doesn't have the status of skin anymore. Right? Once I cook the animal, it's not skin. It's just part of the animal. Some people, even a minority of people, eat skin. So that is not called skinning. Skinning is when I have a raw animal and I skin it. When it comes to chicken that is cooked, that is not skinning. That also is a reason, according to some, why there's no borer. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in Chelek Da'al Siman Ayin Dalet, the tshuva that's written to Rabbi Eider, 10 pages, all the little halachas, question, answer. Why isn't it borer? I'm separating the skin. So a couple of answers given. One of them is that, again, it's not two parts anymore. It's chicken after it's cooked, and therefore it is not a problem of hefshit. There is one time, maybe others, one time I can think of, where also, just like here, we keep the skin on before we cut it. There's a one time else that we put the animal back inside of its skin after we have already shechted it. Not halachically, but minag, custom. And that's quoted in the Gemara in Pesachim. Right? We've quoted this in many ahagadosh here. If you remember the Gemara in Pesachim Samachem Abeis, the Gemara says that after the Karban Pesach was shechted, remember, the busiest day of the year in the Beis HaMikdash was Erev Pesach. Every Jew had to get a kezias of Karban Pesach shechted for him on Erev Pesach afternoon. From 6.5 hours until Shkia. That's it. After the Karban Tumid has been brought. Right, that's it. So it's very busy. So everybody sends a shliach to the Beis HaMikdash, right? One of the makaros of Shluch Shalom Kamoso is Shchitas Karban Pesach, and they shechted in the Beis HaMikdash, and then they bring back all the family members, the representatives, bring back their karban to wherever the family is staying in Yerushalayim, and they save it for the Seder, they cook it, they don't cook it, they roast it, and then they enjoy it at the Seder. So the Gemara at the end of the fifth parak in Pesachim, if you remember, says Tana. Kol echad ve'echad no sein pischo ba'oro. Everybody takes their Karban Pesach and puts it back in the skin, umafshil la'achorav, and they throw it over their backs like a knapsack. And they carry it back. So that's an unusual. Usually the skin, we're dealing, our Gemara is all about the skin. Whether you cut the skin off before and you skin it, then you give it to the Kohanim, like the regular Karban Ola. Well, in our cases, no, you just leave it on. Here we have a middle type of case. You skin it, but then the minhag, it's not a halakha, the minhag is used to carry it back in their skin. Why would they do such a thing? So, Amar Rav Ilish, Tayos. Rav Ilish says, Tayos. What's Tayos? So Rashi says, Derech Socharim Yishme'ilim Huzeh. This is the way of Arab merchants. And that's why they did that. Adkan, the end of the parak. So we mentioned, we used this in the past. Why are we acting like Socharim Yishmaelim on the night of Pesach, putting the meat into the skin and carrying it? So he mentioned, based on the Abarbanel and other sources, that one of the root causes of Shibud Misrayim was Mechiras Yosef. And because of that Sinaschinam, we needed to go through, and not that we would have been better, right? That's we're not blaming any of the Shiftei Kach, Chas V'Shalom. But this is part of the orchestration of history of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Mechiras Yosef caused some of the, was one of the causes of Shibud Mitzrayim. So that's why we, on Erev Pesach, we act like Tayos. We act as Socharim Yishma'elim in order to be Mesakein, so to speak, and to remember what they did and try to do tshuva. We mentioned this in the Karpas context. Because Karpas, why is it called Karpas? What is Karpas? The Gemara only says one line about it. Kadesh Yishalo Atinokos. So Rabbeinu Manoach on the Rambam quotes that Karpas is Zecher to the Ksonis Pasim that they dipped into the blood. So we can't dip it into blood because you're not allowed to eat blood. So we dip it into something bitter. We dip it into bitter salt water. Right? To remember, but that Karpas at the beginning of the Seder is Zecher to the Ksonis Pasim that was dipped. Why is it called Karpas? So we mentioned, if you look in Rashi, the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev, Rashi quotes on Ksonis Pasim. Why is it called Pasim? So one shot is that Pasim is Rashi Tevis for all the nations that he was sold to. But the other pasim, Rashi says, lashon clay milas. It's a lashon of silk, fancy begadim, kigon chur karpas uscheles. Quoting a pasuk in the first parak of the Megillah. And you see the word karpas, chur, karpas uscheles. Karpas is a lashon of fancy material. So that's why it's called karpas, because that's what we're remembering, the fancy material of the sonus pasim that the brothers dipped into the blood, and that's why we dip into the salt water, but it all starts with this Gemara, Imsachim Samachay, that they put the meat, the flesh, into the skin. Right, so that is a, yes, they skin it, but then they put it back into the skin in order to carry it home. Okay, so this is Karban Ola and the Karban Shlamim and its relation to the skin. We continue. Says the Gemara, Me Emasai Metamin Begadim. So we mentioned, Mishnah says, at one point does Tumas Begadim kick in for the one who is being motzi the animals? Tana Rabbanan. Yotzi, by the way, there's another Pesach connection or something that has to be mentioned, and that is here, we're also carrying the animals outside. But the Gemara says, Beferish, it's not burned whole. It's burned after it's cut up. Karban Pesach is the only animal that's burned whole, right? The barbecue of the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach, and the Chizkuni comments in Perek Yud Beis in Shmos, amazing comment, that every detail of the Karban Pesach was meant to disprove that this is a god for the Egyptians. Every detail was to do that, right? You tie it to the bed for 4 days. What does it go do for 4 days, right, when it's tied to a bed? It makes sounds and it screams. And the Mitzrayim hear that next door. They're like, oh, they hear their god tied up. And what do you do then? Then you roast it whole. So if they're walking by, there's no mistaking which animal is being roasted. And also, when somebody's having a barbecue, the whole neighborhood knows about it. The whole neighborhood knows about it, right? You have to barbecue it outside, right? It's not like inside where nobody knows what you're having for supper. You have to do it outside so the aroma wafts to all the Mitzrayim. And when do you do it? Bein or Abayim. You do it late in the afternoon. Why? Because that's when everybody's coming home from work. That's when everybody's around, right? Every detail, explains the Chizkuni, was to prove to them and to show them this is your god and this is what we're doing to it because it is not a god. So that's the only one that's burned whole. Here, obviously, it's cut up. Before it is, well, Paraduma might be another exception, but at least these are all cut up. So again, when does Tumas Begadim kick in? So the Mishnah quoted two opinions. Tana Rabbanan. Now let's get to the Psukim for the basis of these opinions. Yotzi al michutz l'machane v'sarfu. You take it outside of the machane, and there it's burnt. Lahalon atanosein lohem shalosh machanos. Over there, what's over there? Again, Rashi quotes a whole discussion in the Girsos here. What exactly is the Girsos? What are we learning from? Pashas is we're learning, as we'll see, from some of the other karbanos that have to be burned outside, right? Perek Dalet of Vayikra. The other karban is chatas, the other Parhalom Davar Shel Tzibur, and the other karbanos have to be burned outside. So that's what we're learning from. So over there, you know you have to burn it in a place outside of all three machanos. Outside of Machane Shechina, Machane Levi, Machane Yisrael, the same place where the Mitzorah stays, right? When he's thrown out of Ogim Machanos, that's where you have to burn it. V'kana tanosin le'machane achas. And over here, it only says one machane by the Yom Kippur. It only says Michus l'machane. So you're going to say outside of one is enough? So imkein l'manemar Michus l'machane. So you can't say that. It has to be outside of all three. Here too. So why does it say outside of only one? Because there is a halacha that kicks in of outside one. Lo malacha, kivan shiyatza chutz l'machane achas v'tamen begadim. That halacha kicks in even before. So this is mufurish. That, like what Rav Soloveitchik was saying before, beferish, that you didn't fulfill the mitzvah yet, but the tumah kicks in right now. V'hasaminolan, how do I know over there, by all those other karbanos that have to be burned outside, that it has to be outside of all three machanos? Now it's not just outside of one, Titania, because there are three lashonos, as we'll see. V'hoti is kol hapar, chutz l'sholosh machanos. You shall take the entire par outside of all the three machanos. Ata omer chutz l'shalosh machanos, o eino ela chutz l'machana achas. Is it outside of all three, or outside of only one? Kshu omer, but par ha'eda el mechutz l'machana. It repeats it by the par helam davar shel tzibur, where the entire eda did an avera based on an improper psak of the Sanhedrin. So there it has an extra lasho. She'in tabal omer. You don't need that there. Shari kfar namar, it already says, v'soreif osa kasher saraf es hapar harishon. You burn in the same place. You don't have to repeat that. U'mat tabal omer emichos l'machaneh, litein lo machaneh shniya. That gives me outside a second machaneh. Ukshu omer michutz l'machaneh, a third phrase repeated, badeshen, in the context of taking out the deshen, the hotzas hadeshen, she'ein tamal omar, again, it does not need to be said, she'ar kfar ne'amar el shefach hadeshen. It says, put it on where you pour the deshen. So you've already created deshen by the other karbanos. So why do you have to repeat it here? Tein lo machane shlishis. So that's how you know that by the other karbanos that are burned outside, it has to be outside of three machanos. So too, we learn that by Yom Kippur as well. The only difference is that here, right when you go out of one machane, so that's when the Tumas Begadim kick in. Reb Chaim writes, it's quoted here in the Grach Al Hashas, the fact that there's Makom Hadeshen, they have to burn it out there. In his Lashon, is it a din in the Chefsa or in the Makom? Meaning, is it a din in the Avoda, that the Avoda has to be done out there? Or is it a din in the makom? The makom requires that the ashes of whatever's being burned, or the ashes of the deshen, are deposited here. Is it formulated? And we'll see what the difference in formulation is. But is it a difference in the avoda that, is it a halacha in the avoda that you're doing, or in the place where you must do it? This is Reb Chaim in the Grach Al Hashas, if you want to look it up. Os Taf Yud Ches. Taf Yud Ches. Yesh Lis Topic. Besreifas Parim Chutz Legimu Machanos. Tebeinan Behu Gamkein Makom Tahor. Im din makom tahar ha'amur bahem udin kfiyas makom ba'alma, oshi midini chefsa. V'hine. So he says, what's the raya? The third one that's mentioned here. You have to burn these karbanas, but what's one of the other ones? The hotzas hadeshen. Is that an avoda? The hotzas hadeshen, you have to deposit the avoda. Remember we said it in the machlokas, Rambam other Rishonim, which we mentioned in the past in this Masechta. Rov Rishonim, Rashi. Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Tzav says that taking out the deshen is not a chiyuv every day. Trumas hadeshen is a chiyuv every day. Going up, the first avoda that is done, the heirim is hadeshen, mefurish pasuk in Parshas Tzav, I go up to the top of the mizbeach, and I take from the mu'chalos, and I go down, and I make a left, and I deposit it right there on the left side, on the east side of the ramp, and Chazal say there was a nace that it got absorbed into the ground right there. That's Trumas Hadeshen, that's a mitzvah every single day. But Hotzos Hadeshen, when there was so much deshen on top of the mizbeach, you don't take what you were just Torahing. On top of the mizbeach, if there's so much extra, I take it outside the machaneh, that's based on need, Rashi says. The Rambam says this every day. The Rambam, Menuchas Tvidin Musafin, says every day. But Pashtus is, even the Rambam, that's not an avoda. Remember we mentioned earlier in the Masechta, you put on less clothing. Lesser clothing. What do you do that? Because you don't want to get it dirty. Begadim shebishabem kos l'rabo, al yimzo kos l'rabo. We don't wear the same begadim. So says Reb Chaim, the fact that deshen, hotzas deshen, requires the same place, and it's also in this context of our Gemara, Pashtus is a din in the makom. It's not a din in the avoda, because this isn't an avoda. It's not an avoda. V'arei shom leka shum dine ba deshen. V'arei hu kechulin. It's like chulin. De'en lomar bo shum dine hachefza ba deshen. Al kein eino ela kfiyas makom hotza. Number one. And my other raya, says Reb Chaim, is a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, there's no din of makom tahor, but makom hadeshen, when it comes to a bama. a bama in Nov and Givon. When you have a bama, there's no din. You have to take it to a makom tar b'makom adeshen. So again, that too shows, because there's no din of makom. So that's why you don't have to do it. You don't have to do it there. Only when there's a din of makom would you have to do it. So that's Reb Chaim's conceptual analysis of this halacha of requiring to be put in makom hadeshen outside. Good. V'Reb Shimon. So we have this machlokes. The first opinion in our Mishnah says you have to do the debt, you have to burn it outside of three machanos, but the tumas begadim starts right when you leave the walls of the azara. Says Reb Shimon, though, no, only when you burn most of it. That's Reb Shimon. So for Reb Shimon, hi michus lamachaneh mayavid lei. Reb Shimon doesn't use ar michus lamachaneh to tell me tumas begadim. So what does he use that pasuk for? Mibay lele kedetanya, as follows. Reb Elazar Omer, nemer kan michus lamachaneh v'nemer lahalon michus lamachaneh. What's lahalon? By midbar yates paraduma. So it says michus lamachaneh by paraduma, and here ma kan chus l'shalosh machanos. Just like over there, it's outside of three machanos. Aplalon chus l'shalosh machanos. Umala halon b'mizrach shel Yerushalayim, and just like there by paraduma, it's beferish that it's to the east side of Yerushalayim, is on Har HaZeisim, because that's to be done el pnei, right towards the Beis Hamikdash. Afkan b'mizrach shel Yerushalayim. So to here, it's b'mizrach of Yerushalayim. Just one note, Tosfos, the Ritva even expands upon it. Isn't this lamed min halamed? Right, paraduma itself is learned out, and then we learn from here. So the Tosfos says in one line here, and the Ritva expands upon it, paraduma is not called kachim. Right, which is a big topic we already touched on once in this Pesachta. Paraduma is a karban, but it's not a karban. The Gemara said earlier, it's bedek habayis. It has kedushas bedek habayis. Right, Reb Chaim said maybe it switches in the middle, but it doesn't have, it's not a karban. You don't do anything with a paraduma inside the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why it might not be a violation of Ein Lamed Min Halamed by Kachim if one of the elements is Paraduma, because it's not Kachim. That's an important Ha'ara in the Rishonim right here. Continuing. V'Rabbanan Echi Saref Lehu. And the Rabbanan, where do you burn it? So you have to burn it outside the three Machanas. Which direction? Because they don't have this Makar from Paraduma of East. So, Kidetanya, Heichan Nisrafin, Litzafona Shal Yerushalayim. Unbelievable. Machlokes Tanoim. Which direction? Where was this done outside of the Beis HaMikdash? The Avoda. The north side of Yerushalayim. V'chus l'shalosh machanos. Outside of the three machanos. Why north? Rashi on top. Shekol Maisa Chatas Betzafon. As we know, Kachi Kachim are all done Betzfon HaAzara on the north side of the Mizbeach. So now we're saying even this is really north, outside of Shalosh Machanos, much more north of the Mizbeach, the north. V'chutz Shalosh Machanos, let's just finish this. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Abeis Hadeshen Nisrafin. Rabbi Yossi argues. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it is burned Abeis Hadeshen. What does that mean? Rashi says, the halacha is that you have to first have Deshen on the bottom before you, on the floor, before you burn it. This doesn't create deshen, it already has to be deshen there. Rashi, tzarech sheyaktim l'sham deshen ha-mizbeach, shehe nikra kodem l'chei makom shefach ha-deshen. You have to first put deshen there, and the Tanakhama did not have such a requirement. Omar Rava, Mantana de Poligalid Rav Yossi, who argues on Rav Yossi that you don't have to have deshen there? Rav Lazar ben Yaakovu, Tanya el shefach ha-deshen yisareif, shehe l'sham deshen. So that Tanakhama agrees. You have to have deshen there for it to be called makom adeshen. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, shei makomo mishupach. It should be a sloped area. Mishupach, that's the halacha that you have to do. That's what it means here. That it's dashno mishtapeach. Omer le Abaya, v'dimo makom mishupach u'depligi. Abaya says there's no raya that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov would argue on Rav Yossi. He might be just be adding. He might hold that you need deshen also there too, but he just adds that it also has to be mishupach, it has to be sloped. Okay, period. Stop there for a minute. What's the significance of tzafon? Again, we mentioned this months ago. Just to mention it again, you have to do it tzfon ha-mizbeach, and not only tzfon ha-mizbeach, but tzfon beis ha-migdash. So we mentioned the Meshech Chachma in the beginning of Vayikra, where he discusses what's the significance of tzafon. It's like tzafun. It's like hidden. What's hidden? So he explains. The Medrash tells us, Tzafon moreh ala kidaso shel Yitzchak, shet tzafun efaro lezichron lefnei Hashem tamid. Tzafon is related to tzafun. The ashes of Yitzchak, which never became ashes, but Ki'ilu, the ashes of Yitzchak, are hidden with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So whenever we do Tzafon, we conjure up Kaviyachol. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind, the Akeda of Tzafon. Right, it reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu that of the Bechira Chavshis that Avram had, and he fulfilled his Bechira Chavshis. And he put it, says the Meshech Chachma, and he put it into every Jew's DNA forevermore to have the power to act like he did. And that's why Tzafon, amazingly, even though if you look in Karban Ola, the first animal suggested, what's the best animal to bring by Karban Ola? Bakar. But the halach of Tzafon is only said by the second animal, by Tzon. Because the Egel, Bakar, so it says it by, the halach is it by Bakar also, but it doesn't say Mefurish in the Torah. It only says it by Tzon, why? Because that reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the Akedah. V'lachein lo nizkar b'ben Bakar behedya, t'gam eila t'shakachna, z'amaisa ha'egel, asher osu shar ochal eisa, v'eino tzafun l'fanav. It's not related directly to him. Anyway, that's the Meshech Chachma, but he says, this Tzafon reminds Hashem of Tzafun, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it into every Jew's power to be able to fulfill their Bechira. And he doesn't, it's kim'at the same words, but doesn't quote it, but Reb Chaim Yivalazhin writes the same idea in Nefesh HaChayim, in Ruach Chaim. Again, I've quoted this in the past. It's a beautiful diuk he has at the end of Pirkei Avos, where it lists all the 10 generations. It says 10 generations from Adam to Noach to tell us how much patience HaKadosh Baruch Hu had. And then it says 10 generations from Noach and Avraham also. How much patience? Next Mishnah. Asar nisyonos nisasa Avram Avinu v'amad v'kulam lahudiyah how much Hashem loves him. Says the Ruach Chaim. Why in the first Mishnah does it only say Avraham? Minoach and Avraham. While in the second Mishnah it says Asar nisyonos nisasa Avram Avinu. Why is he only called Avinu in the second Mishnah and not in the first Mishnah? He's just called Avraham. Explains the Ruach Chaim because regarding the 10 tests, that's where Avram is Avinu. Because he put it into the Bria, into the Teva of all of his descendants to be able to pass their 10 tests. He was a Vinu in this regard. Every time, says Reb Chaim Yivalazhin, that a Jew gets up and throws everything away to make Aliyah, is because Avram Avinu fulfilled Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. Every time Avram Avinu does something for religious purposes that doesn't make sense, it's because Hashem put it into the, Avram put it into the Bria of Am Yisrael to do the Akedah and to be Moser Nefesh. That's what he says. Ki kama midos shatzadik tarach v'yagal asigam v'banav acharav heim keteva mutba u'biksas yigia yagil azeh kamo shenira bachush sherabim me'ame ha'aretz me'ayehudim. So many people who were not, the greatest, the most committed Jews were Moser Nefesh throughout history for being a Jew. Where did that come from? It comes from Avram Avinu. Moser mesasim al kiddush Hashem, v'hu mutva banu me'avinu Avraham, shemaser nafshu bor kastim al amunaso, and all asar nisyonos, hayu lahayshir haderech lefanenu. V'chein, here's the line, ha'hisoris la'adam pit'om, le'lech la'eretz ha'kodesh, hu minisayon lech lecha. He says, it doesn't make sense in most cases. Doesn't make sense, but you do it because of lech lecha me'artzecha. And it's a fulfillment of realizing that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants every Jew. Right? That's Avram Avinu. Got that? The first command, unbelievable, the first command that any of our avos received from God was Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. The first command beferish in the Torah. But anyway, that's exactly what the Meshech Chachma says right here on Tzafon and Tzafon. Good. We continue. Tanu Rabbanan, third to last skinny line. V'hasoreif, says it, the one who burns the goof of these animals. Hasoreif matame begadim, the one who burns the animal, his begadim become tame. Velo ametzes asaor, not someone who just lights the fire. Velo amesader samaracha, and not someone who sets up the firewood. Ve'ezehu hasoreif, ze'amasayeh b'shasreifa, that's somebody who helps out during the burning. Yochol afi shenasu efer matamin begadim, you might think after even it becomes ashes, the answer is no, tamalomar osam, osan matamin begadim, velo mishenasu efer matamin begadim. Right, one is efer, what would we call it in the language of Chazal? Panim chadashos ba'ol lekan. Once it's ashes, it's not called the animal anymore, and therefore it's not going to be metame. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Omer, hapar metame. No, the par is metame. Nita chabasar. Once the basar starts melting, ain't a metame begadim. It's not metame. Sounds pretty similar. So my binaya, what's the difference? The first day I said once it's ashes, it's no longer metame, and the second Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon says once it's melted. Ike binayu de shav yecharucha. The difference is, if you made it into a charred piece, but it's not ashes yet. So according to the second day, it's still, according to the first day, it's not ashes yet. According to the second day, it's already nitach habasa. Period. The Chafetz Chaim in his Likutei Halachos writes in Mesechus Vachim, so what's excluded here? If you light the fire. Says the Chafetz Chaim, it's only excluded if you light the fire and the animal's not on top of the fire yet. If you lit the fire when the animal's there already, of course that's part of burning. You lit the fire. And that's called misasik. So that's an important chilek of metzis asa'or. It comes up in a totally different context as well, halacha lamaisa. And that is, we know, for the halachas of bishul akum, right, there are three requirements for something to be asur mishum bishul akum. Number one, it has to be a food that is not eaten, able to be eaten raw. Number two, it has to be a chashuv food, ola al shulchan malachim. And number three, it has to be something that the non-Jew did the entire process start to finish. If all those three are fulfilled, then there's an isur bishul akum. If any one of those are not fulfilled, then it's mutter. If I could eat it raw, if I could, it's water or anything. Or if the non-Jew does, if a Jew does any part of the process, what's called a Jew doing part of the process? That is a major machlokes, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. And one big nafkamina is, what about turning on the fire? What about turning on the fire? The Ramah writes in Yoredeya, turning on the fire is fine. That's also considered part of the process. And the Shulchan Aruch says, no, turning on the fire is not part of the process. You didn't do any cooking. You just turned on the fire like this, Meitzes Azor. Based on this, the poskim had a big problem. Bakshi Daron has an article where he discusses the big, when he was chief rabbi, the question that was asked was, they used to cook tuna fish in these, he says, imagine you have a shopping cart that's as big as a building. As big as a building, this humongous shopping cart in the Far East. They have to put that shopping cart into an oven that's huge, and then they cook it, or they smoke it, whatever they do in order to prepare the tuna fish. So, how do you get that not to be bishul akum? How do you get that not to be? Well, you have to have the mashgichim with the long beards pushing this shopping cart into the oven. No, we've always relied on just turning on the fire, turning, pressing the button, putting the oven on. So Rav Bakshi Daron, and I don't think he quoted this Chafetz Chaim, but he said, even the Shulchan Aruch, it's based on an Avnei Nezer, just remember, based on Avnei Nezer, even the Shulchan Aruch would agree, even though turning on the fire is not good enough, but if the food is already in, then turning on the fire is good enough. Because that, of course, is doing something for the process. The Shulchan Aruch was only talking about turning on the fire before the food was on the fire. But if the food is on the fire, of course lighting the fire is cooking. And that's what they did. The first they loaded the tuna inside, and then they put the fire on. So it's the same idea here. Well, there is tumas begadim for meitzes asa'or if the para is already on the fire. The only exclusion is if the para is not on the fire, you just lit the fire, and it's not there yet. Good. Says the Mishnah. Amru lo the Kohen Gadol. So now we're back in the Beis HaMikdash. So the behemoth, the par and the sire have been carried out, and now they tell the Kohen Gadol, Higia Seir LaMidbar. The Seir LaZazel has reached the desert. Meaning that's all he has to know. He does not have to know anything more than that to continue the Avoda. Uminayin ha'yodim shehigia l'Seir LaMidbar. How do we know that it reached there? So, a couple of opinions. Dirkos ha'yosin umenifin besudarin. They had people stationed at the different places, and they used to wave flags. V'yodin shehigia l'Seir LaMidbar. Once he got there, they kept waving their flags, just like they used to do with in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah and the fires, and to make sure that everybody knew. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar lo Simen Gadol Elohem. Rav Yehuda says you don't have to do the flags. There's a Simen Gadol. Mirushalayim, just based on distance and based on the average person walking. Mirushalayim bad beis chidudo shlosha milin. You know, from Yerushalayim until you get to the area where the cliff was. Not the whole area, that was much longer, as we said earlier. But till you get to the area, that's 3 mil. Holchin mil, the Chozrin mil, the Shohin Kedei mil, the Yodin Shigiyas Eilam Idbar. So wait the time period that it takes to walk 3 mil, and that is all that you need. The Sfas Emes here assumes that the fact that you can rely on this chazaka, and you don't have to know vadai, it must be that it's only a din d'rabbanan to have to wait till he gets there. Because you shouldn't be able to rely on a chazaka for a din d'oraisa of having to do the avodah in order. You can't rely on chazakos. So it must be, says the Sfas Emes, it must be a din d'rabbanan, which does, it doesn't, you don't get that impression from Rashi. From Rashi, it seems like it's a din daraisa that has to be done. You have to wait in order. Look at the first Rashi on the Mishnah. Amar l'kohen gadol she'eino rashoi lahaschil ba'avoda acheres achi yigi asir l'midbar she'nemar v'shilach asir ba'midbar v'yachar gach v'schil v'chadus yachar mizbecha. The Sfas Emes notes that it sounds like a din daraisa. They have to do an order, but he says it's a big chiddush then to assume that you can rely on the chazaka for this. And the poskim discuss, is this makar, the Fikayam writes in a tshuva, is this Mishnah, pashas it is, a good raya for the sugi of chazaka shliach osa shlichuso? Because they don't know, and they're relying on just getting it to the, getting, according to Rabbi Yehuda, they're relying on distance. But either way, that's an important shas topic that this Mishnah might relate to. Continuing, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, follow Simon Acharayla, and they had another Simon. Loshen Shel Zahoris, Hayakasha Apiskel Shel Heicho. They had the ribbon that was tied on the Pesach. Ukshigia Sir La Midbar Haya Haloshen Malvin, used to turn white, as we had in the Brisa earlier. Shneamar, Imyu Chatoechem Kashanim Kashel Yalbin. Period. Amar Abaye Shmamina, the fact that Rabbi Huda says that it takes 3 mil to get to Beis Chidudo, Shmamina, Beis Chidudo by Midbar Kaima. It must be that Beis Chidudo is the beginning of the desert, where they are going to do the shiluach. V'akamash v'lan, and the chiddush is, the kasava, Rabbi Yehuda, kivin shigia, selam edbar, nasis mitzvaso. Once you get there, that's good enough, nasis mitzvaso. The shiluach is not, actually, dechia is not ma'akev, and therefore, once you get to the midbar, that is enough. Good. Next parak, last parak in terms of avodas yom kippurim. Remember, the eighth parak is all about Yom Kippur, as we know it. But now we get into the last parak related to Yom Kippur. So there's a lot here. Balo, so we start off, Balo Kohen Gadol Lekros. The Kohen Gadol is about to do Kriya. He's about to take a Sefer Torah and read from the Torah. The Tosfos Yeshanim says, there's no better time like now. Right? Why do you do this now? Why do you do this now? Says the Tosfos Yeshanim. Since we're waiting anyway for, you finished the basic Avodas Hayom, and now you're waiting to hear whether it, you know, the avoda outside finished. So this is the best time. This is the best time to read the Torah. So Bala Kohen Gadol Likros, Imratza Likros, we've been the Butz Kore. If you want to read it in your Big Day Lavan, he can read it in the Big Day Lavan, which he happens to be wearing. Rashi says you learn that from the Miluim. The Imlav, and if not, Kore, but Itzilis Lava Mishalo, he can put on his own clothing. If he wants to go outside, he doesn't want to wear his Big Day Lavan, you know, so he can put on his own clothing. The Sharm Tzion Balacha notes, maybe this is a mucker for wearing a kittel. Right, there's no need to wear a white itzelis. You can wear anything, but he said itzelis lavan. Mishalo, maybe there's one of the makaras, at least for the chazan, to wear a kittel. Right here. The Tosfos Yeshanim says he can't put on his Big Day Zahav. That he can't put on, because that would require a tevila and a kiddush yadayim, and he can't wear it for this purpose. But either way, he can put on otherwise whatever he wants. Chazan HaKnesses, notal Sefer Torah. So what happens? They make a big deal for Barovah Hadras Melech. The Chazan HaKnesses takes the Sefer Torah, but also the Rosh HaKnesses. For Rosh HaKnesses, Nosno Laskan. The Rosh HaKnesses, who's the Rosh HaKnesses? Rashi says, Rosh HaKnesses, Beis HaKnesses, HaYesomach LaZar BaHarabayis. There was a shul on Harabayis. So Pashas, they went to get the Sefer Torah from the shul. That's what it says. Noso l'skan, v'skan, noso l'kohen gadol, v'kohen gadol, omeda makabel v'korei, and the kohen gadol takes it after a lot of pop and circumstance, and he starts reading. What does he read? Achremos v'ach be'asar. He reads Achremos, and then he reads Emor, which is only a couple of parshias later. V'golo Sefer Torah manicha b'cheko. Then he rolls the Sefer Torah up, he holds it, the Omer, and he says, Yosef mimasha karasi lefneichem kasav kan. There's more here, meaning what I'm about to read is also written here, but it's going to be tircha de tzibur for me to roll it all the way to Pinchas. So he does not roll it to Pinchas, and he says, u'ba'asar shebechumash apekutim. And he reads, says by heart, Pekudim Korei Al Peh, that he says by heart. Fine, 2 points. Number one is, the Shvus Yaakov writes in the Tshuva that Pashas is, we're going to see in a minute, that this is in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. He says, Yosef Masha Karasi Kosav Kan, and he's in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. Isn't that a hafsik? So it's not a hafsik if it is a tzorach. If this is part of the Kriya, then it seems, you see, you're allowed to do things within the context. Say, the Shvus Yaakov says, and this is a makar for those shuls that read Akdamos after the Ola says Asher Bachar Banu. Most shuls do that before. But he says, you see here, you can have statements that are needed to be said even after the Berchas HaTorah, within, right before you lane. So that's, his makar for Akdamos. Okay, let's continue and then we'll comment more. Umavarach Alashmona Brachas. And he makes 8 brachos. The Kohen Gadol makes 8 special brachos. The Tosfos Rid wonders if it's with Shem and Malchus. Pashas it is. Pasha says, with Shem and Malchus, Al HaTorah. You make the bracha of Al HaTorah. What is Al HaTorah? Let's just do all of them and then we'll come back. V'yalo Avoda. Avoda is Ritse. V'yalo Oda. He says, Modim. V'yalo Machilas HaAvon. That's the bracha of Yom Kippur. V'yalo HaMikdash Bifnei Atzmo. He makes a bracha for the Beis HaMikdash. V'yalo Yisrael Bifnei Atzmon. V'yalo Yushalayim Bifnei Atzmon. V'yalo HaKohanim Bifnei Atzmon. V'yalo Shar HaTfila. And we'll see in the Gemara what that last phrase is. Shar HaTfila. Period. Haroa Kohen Gadol Shukari and Haroa Parvis Aranis Rafin. By the way, says the Mishnah, these two activities took place at the same time. So if you saw one, you didn't see the other one. If you saw, you heard the Kohen Gadol reading from the Torah, you did not see the burning of the power in the Sa'ir outside. V'haroa parvis aranis rafin mein haroa Kohen Gadol Shukari. Lo mipnei she'eno rashai. Not because you're not allowed to. Ela shai sederach rechoka. U'melech ha'shneim shavin ka'achas. And they both happen at the same time. Rashi, let's go back to the first bracha. What's the bracha of Al HaTorah? Rashi says, last two skinny lines, bracha shel achareha, asher nasan lanu. That's Rashi. Ask all the Rishonim. Ask the Mefarshim. What happened to the first bracha of asher bachar banu? The Rambam says, beferish, right here, in Pirsha Mishnayis, asher bachar banu. Asher nasan, you say bracha the Torah. It's like getting an aliyah. So what does Rashi say? Only the Asher Nasan Lanu Torah Semes. Why does Rashi say that? Says the Gvuras Ari, right here in the Shagas Aryeh. Maich Nolach Areha de Mevarek Kederach Mevarek and Bitzibro. Lefanei Mevarek. What's he talking about? Why don't you say this? If you look in the Yerushalmi says you say neither. The Yerushalmi says it's a new bracha about the Torah. Asher, that they were made a bracha chadasha shetiknu achar kriyas kohen gadol. Fine. But if you're making Birchas HaTorah, so why, according to the Rashi, would you only say the one afterwards? So he says, Nirali, Chiddush Gadol, beautiful Chiddush. He says, this Kriya of the Kohen Gadol is not like regular laning throughout the year. Regulating throughout the year is a Chovas Tzibur. It's a Chovan the Tzibur to lane, and everybody should make themselves part of the Tzibur. This was not a Chovas Tzibur. Eino Chovas Tzibur ka Kriya Sefer Torah b'Shabbos b'yontif. V'shar yamim tovim shekorin b'Sefer Torah mitakonis neviim. The Chovas Tzibur. No, Mashenkin Kriyazu to Kohen Gadol Einu Ela Chova So Levad. It's a chiyuv of the Kohen Gadol. The Rami Rachmana Alei Kriyas Aparsha. The Einat Tzibur Chayavim Bishmiyasa. The Tzibur doesn't have to hear it. He said, "I'll prove it to you." What did the Mishnah say? If you're watching the power in the seer being burned, you're not seeing this. Are you allowed to? Sounds like yes. Sounds like you could choose. Sounds like you can be wherever you want. What does the Mishnah say? You got to be here. Be part of the Tzibur. There's no chiyuv to see the burning. That's for sure. It must be, says the Shagas Aryeh, that there is no chiyuv. This is a chovas yachid, not chovas sibur. Mishum hachi, that's why there's no berachas at Asher Bachar Banu. Why? Because you made berachas in the morning. He made berachas in the morning, Asher Bachar Banu. So lo tignu bracha lefanei akadar shetignu b'kriya sibur. V'sagi lebe berachas at Torah b'shibirach b'shacharis, kamo kol adam. But Lamaise, it's a unique type of, it's not just Talmud Torah of the Kohen Gadol. He does it in front of all Am Yisrael. So, home, mikal makom, kriyazu chashuva yoser mital mitorah, the shar kol yachid, so therefore it's adifa mitaru torah de yachid, and you make a bracha afterwards at least. So we give it some chashivas with a bracha afterwards, but it is a chovas hayachid, and that is why we don't have the regular, according to Rashi, we don't have the bracha afterwards. You can say the chiddush according to the Rambam too. It's just that they were masakin a new bracha on this, but this is it's a very important gvuras ari. Let's just do the first two lines of the Gemara and make one more comment. Midiktani beitzdilislavan, from the fact that the Kohen Gadol could wear whatever he wants when he does the kriya mishelo michlal, he could wear his own private white clothing. Michlal the kriya lavavodahi. It must be the kriya sador is not an avoda. Viktani, and yet it says in Ratzel Likros the Big Day Butz Kore. He's allowed to wear his Big Day Lavan if he wants to. He just doesn't have to. Shmas Mina Big Day Kuna Nidnu Lehanos Bahen. Isn't this a riot to this general sugya that Big Day Kuna the Kohen Kohanim could get personal hana from? He doesn't have to wear it now, but he can. So isn't this Mishnah a riot to that sugya? So we'll continue with that, but just to make one other ha'ara. The Gemara says beferish here that it's not an avoda. Look back to the Mishnah in the end of the parak. Well, what the Rashi we read earlier, the end of the last parak. What does Rashi say? They have to wait to tell the Kohen Gadol that it got to the Midbar. Why? Eino Rashoi Lahaschil Ba'avoda Acheres. Avoda Acheres? I thought this is not an Avoda. I thought it's not an Avoda. The Mishnah says, you're waiting to do the Kriya. Says the Sharam Siyan Balachas Lav Davka. Right? The Rashi doesn't mean Avoda. It just means the rest of the continuation of what you're doing. Says Rav Salvechik, no. No, it is an Avoda. It is an avoda. But what does it mean it is an avoda? There is two ways to look at everything done on Yom Kippur. Every part of the avoda in a vacuum versus everything together. Per se, the Kriyas HaTorah is not an avoda, but it's part of the larger Seder Avodas Yom HaKippurim. And everything that day is part of Seder Avodas Yom HaKippurim, and it must be done in order. Again, you don't have to wear the real Begadim, because it is not an avoda per se. But it's part of the Seder Avodas Yom HaKippurim. And that's why Rashi is literal. Nireh amnam ein ma'isa kriya kishala atzma begeder avoda. Aber mikom akom, me'achar shinil medes miparshas achremos, harei shehi mahave chelek miseder avodas hayom. Klomar, seder avoda mechayev lo rak es ma'isa avoda atzmo, ela chayev lechlo galm talmud Torah, shebechzav, shokol ha'parshiyos ha'osas v'yom ha'kippurim. That's part of seder avodas yom ha'kippurim. And therefore, there's a difference whether you look at something by itself in a vacuum versus whether you look at something in the larger miskeres of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. And that's how you could take the Gemara literally, and you could take Rashi literally. They're talking about different elements. The Avoda, the act per se, versus in the context of the larger scheme of things on that day. Okay, we'll stop here. Then Hashem will continue in this seventh parak of Maseches Yuma as we continue our march through Shas, through Maseches Yuma. And we're almost there. We're almost through the avoda of Yom Kippur. We've been talking about for the past 2 months. We're talking about one day's avoda, but it's a special day. It's Yoma. It is the day. Okay, we'll stop.